Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. The title of the column is Regulations, and here's what Jim Thompson has to say about regulations. I am old enough to remember when there was no OSHA and no EPA. Being a laissez-faire sort of guy, I resented these two entities when they first appeared on the scene. My first employer is where I ran into OSHA. An employee had a grievance against the company and called OSHA. We were then forced to do silly things such as change the height of fire extinguishers by 2 inches to meet OSHA regulations and avoid a fine. Of course, today in new construction, fire extinguishers and many other items are installed according to regulations to start with. When the EPA came along, we were told it would never apply to farmers. I did not believe that then, and I have been proven correct. Over the years, I have come to accept that some regulation is good, even desirable. After all, regulations are the government equivalent of standards combined with the teeth of enforcement. Regulations have gotten so good, in fact, that they have nearly put industrial unions out of business. Besides pay, the unions served a great need in holding employers accountable for workplace safety. Let's explore some other avenues from this subject for a minute. Hold on, it may get a bit political, not my normal posture in these columns. In the current era, that is, the current administration, there has been some rollback of regulations. Many think this is the end of the world. Let me assure you, if they roll back half the regulations, there will still be infinitely more than they were when I started to work. With most things, a good thing taken too far becomes a bad thing. Whether we are there yet or not is open to debate, but after 45 years of ever-increasing regulations, it is likely a few of them might be redundant, excessive, or frivolous. Yet there is one area that is nearly regulation-free, the cost of which affects all of us. This is the adventures taken by people on public lands, beaches, and water that result in heroic rescue attempts. We lose employees to these situations, and the rescue costs imperil the lives of the rescuers and impose tremendous financial costs on society. Compare this to privately operated amusement parks, where regulations are rife, and there still are accidents. Many of the accidents we read about in the press are recreational in nature, yet they cost companies plenty. Twice in my career, working for 2 different companies, I was instructed to tell direct reports to curb their outside activities. The first time was when an employee was racing dirt bikes on the weekend and broke his leg. The second time was when an employee was playing crack the whip using a Jeep as tow vehicle on an icy parking lot and slammed into a pole. Warner Brothers, the movie studio, saw this problem long before some of us may have. When their young superstar, James Dean, was filming The Giant, released in 1956, Warner Brothers had a clause in the nascent race car driver's contract that he was not allowed to race until filming was over. He died driving a car on public highways going to a race where he intended to compete not long after he was released from this contract. he was 24. Yes, we need regulations, but not too many, not too few. The Goldilocks answer would be just fine. Likely, all of us will never be satisfied with where we are on the spectrum of regulations designed to save us from ourselves. For safety this week, there is no denying regulations have made us safer. We can all be thankful for that. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.